frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Hey there, and welcome to another new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We're a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, fantastic, phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Hey, all apologies to you. If you tuned in last week and found that there was not a new episode, major technical difficulties, just about to upload the show only to find that the entire 2-hour file was completely erased with absolutely no chance for recovery. But I am happy to say I am back in studio bringing you a whole new episode. And I have to say, this particular episode is one of my all-time favorites. Out of the 52 episodes we do throughout a year, this one is one of my favorites. It is our annual Under the Covers episodes. What that means, we are in the thick of gloomy gray November days. Let's get cozy. Let's get under the covers and spend two full hours listening to nothing but cover songs. Coming up in this first hour alone, I've got cover songs of bands like The Beatles, Elvis Costello, Talking Heads, The Clash, George Michael, Wham, LCD Sound System, St. Vincent. This is just first hour. These are covers of these bands. Performing the covers are Salt and Peppa, No Doubt, Santi Gold, Lord, Ezra Furman, The Gossip. And then we're going to talk about so many more covers in the second hour. For whatever reason, there are going to be a lot of Clash covers, but that is perfectly okay. I absolutely adore The Clash. We are going to kick off the entire 2-hour cover show, taking on an absolute Beatles classic, thanks to a band that knows how to do a rock and roll punk fun. It's the Donnas with The Beatles right now here on Girly So Groovy's Under the Covers.
Maybe
This week on Girly So Groovy, we are under the covers. 2 full hours of nothing but cover songs. We just experienced our first set of fabulous covers. Going back to 1988, it is pioneering hip-hop duo Salt and Peppa with their take on Twist and Shout. Now, Twist and Shout has had many recordings, originally recorded back in 1961 by an American band known as the Top Notes. It's then been re-recorded by the Isley Brothers, the Beatles, and here we have Salt and Peppa from their 1988 album, Assault with a Deadly Peppa. Before Salt and Peppa, we had the indie rock band The Like. They are taking on Elvis Costello's You Belong to Me. You can find that on the Covers compilation album, War Child Presents Heroes. It's a fantastic compilation where the organization War Child reached out to legendary musicians and asked them to select a contemporary band to do a re-record. So Elvis Costello had selected The Like, and I think they do a fantastic job. And then starting the entire 2 hours off, it is the Donnas with the song Drive My Car. Now, of course, that's the Beatles song, Drive My Car. That comes from the compilation album This Bird Has Flown, a 40th anniversary tribute to the Beatles' Rubber Soul album. Interestingly enough, Rubber Soul turns 50 years old next year. Curious if there will be any new compilation albums to celebrate that fact. Okay, let's keep things going. Here on Girly So Groovy, all year long, I have been so excited to share with you new music from Nouvelle Vague. Well, you know Nouvelle Vague. They are that French musical collective that specializes in bossa nova arrangements of new wave 1980 songs. It was released back in February. We featured it a number of times here on Girly So Groovy. The title of the new album is Should I Stay or Should I Go? Of course, a nod to The Clash. So we're going to get to that song. But for the fact that they released an entire cover album based around that title, I thought, let's have some fun with that. Right now, it's going to be 3 songs that are all Clash covers done by a diverse group of acts. So kicking things off, it is No Doubt with a Clash cover here on Girly So Groovy.
Kill that drama!
What you need?
What you got? I need it also, baby. Anything I want, he gives it to me. Anything I want, he gives it,
but not for free.
It's hateful.
It's hateful.
And it's painful. And I'm so grateful to be nowhere. This year I lost some friends.
Some friends.
What friends? Don't know, ain't even noticed. You see, I gotta go out again. My friend, I gotta go see the main man. Oh,
anything I want, he gives it to me. Anything I want, he gives it, but not for free. It's hateful.
It's hateful.
And it's painful. And I'm so grateful to be nowhere.
To me, anything I want, he gives it, but not for free. It's hateful.
It's hateful.
And it's painful. I'm so grateful to be nowhere. I killed all my nerves. What's worse, I can't drive so steady. See so clearly. Oh,
it to me. Anything I want, he gives it, but not for free. He gives it to me. He gives it to me. Not for free.
It's not for you. It's for me.
nothing but cover songs on this episode of Girly So Groovy. Consider it your two-hour mixtape of nothing but fabulous cover songs. We just had music from Santi Gold taking on The Clash. Now listen, that track is so old. It goes back to before Santi Gold released her debut album, back when she was writing and recording under the name Santo Gold, because I forget what it was. I think there was another artist or legal reasons she had to change it to Santi Gold. But anyways, that goes back to, I want to say maybe 2010. It comes from a album called Top Ranking, a Diplo dub. So she did that with producer Diplo back on a mixtape Diplo was releasing. It is, of course, Santi Gold's take on The Clash's Guns of Brixton, but she calls it Guns of Brooklyn. In the middle, it is French new wave bossa nova band Nouvelle Vague from their latest covers compilation, Should I Stay or Should I Go? We heard the title track. And then starting the set off, celebrating The Clash, it was No Doubt with The Clash's Hateful. That comes from a Clash tribute album called Burning London. Okay, and we're going to keep things going. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, I've got cover songs of artists like... And actually, believe it or not, I have another Clash cover coming up in the next 30 minutes. I've got covers of The Talking Heads, as well as cover songs of Wham, St. Vincent on the way, LCD Sound System on the way. In fact, we're going to go into a cover song of LCD Sound System. I'm next with indie rock artist Ezra Furman here on Girly So Groovy.
In back to you, love. So much for a home run with some hooplas. If I lost Roy you on 8th Avenue, well, you're the only other sucker in the city who can stand me.
Woo! the things we want to say. We got our fans so good together. We got our myth and dance forever. But Noah is gonna dance with me.
Okay, here is why I love that last cover song. George Michael, in my opinion, lived somewhat of a tragic queer life, closeted for most of his life, industry really forcing him into that closet, finally getting enough bravery to come out of the closet, only to die an early death. Well, that's not why I love the cover song, but what I love about it is Careless Whisper, originally performed by Wham, now taken up the torch by the band The Gossip. This is a band that revels and cherishes in their queerness. They find joy in their queerness. So for them to pick up Careless Whisper and bring the punk urgency to it, the queerness to it, I think is something that George Michael would absolutely love. You can find that cover of Careless Whisper by The Gossip on their concert album Live in Liverpool. In the middle, it is Australian indie rock singer-songwriter Alex Leahy doing her take on St. Vincent's in New York. That comes from a really fun compilation album called The Covers of Covers. You can find that on Bandcamp if you want to see who else was included in that covers compilation. And then starting things off, talking about the way that queerness works its way into new interpretations. Trans artist, trans activist, trans singer-songwriter Ezra Furman took LCD Sound System's I Can Change and made it into her own anthem. And I think that whole idea of I Can Change when performed by a trans artist really gives a new depth to the song. That particular track comes from Ezra Furman's EP, Songs by Others. She originally released it as a Record Store Day exclusive, but you can now find it on Bandcamp. Again, Ezra Furman's Songs for Others. Okay, speaking of reinterpreting songs to give a whole new kind of feel and meaning, this next cover song does exactly that. Now, if you know Randy Newman, if you don't, you might want to Google to kind of get the context I'm saying. But when you think about Randy Newman, the singer-songwriter Randy Newman, probably for you, the listener, best known for writing the songs from Toy Story, but has written a number of other songs as well. Randy Newman does not, sex is not the first word I would use. Sexy for an adjective for Randy Newman. But when legendary soul blues trailblazer Etta James takes on a Randy Newman song, she can't help but put the sex into it. Here we go, Etta James, right now here on this year's episode of Under the Covers, here on Girly So Groovy.
can leave your hat on.
Did you stand by me? No, not at all. Did you stand by me?
No way.
All the times that we were close, I remember these things the most. I've seen all my dreams come tumbling down. I can't be happy without you around. So alone I keep the wolves at bay, and there's only one thing I can say. You didn't stand by me. No, not at all. You didn't stand by me.
No way.
You didn't stand by me. No, not at all. You didn't stand by me. Be. Did you lie when you spoke to me? Did you stand by me? No, not at all. Now I got a job, but it don't pay. I need no clothes, I need somewhere to stay.
Without your love, I won't make it through.
But you don't understand.
by me. No, not at all. He didn't stand by me.
No way.
He didn't stand by me. No, not at all. He didn't stand by me.
No way.
You must explain why this must be.
Thank you. got to. All the trouble you put me through. 16 candles, they're on my wall. And here am I, the biggest fool of them.
This is Girly So Groovy, and this is our annual Under the Covers episode. It is gloomy in November. We're pulling up the covers, pulling out the covers, and getting cozy. Now, listen, when we do a two-hour cover song mixtape like this, sometimes I can't help but almost get meta about this. So what I'm saying, this last cover song is actually a cover of a cover. So Take Me to the River, originally performed by Al Green. Then Talking Heads embraced that and included that in their Stop Making Sense film. Well, now, years later, there is a new Talking Heads tribute album released. Lord takes on the Talking Heads taking on Al Green's Take Me to the River. Does that make sense? I hope so. I hope I am connecting the dots for you. So the new compilation album is called Everyone's Getting Involved, a tribute to Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense. With this compilation album, to me, it just reveals how the iconic art pop band Talking Heads has inspired a whole new generation of artists. We have featured several tracks now from this compilation album over the year here on Girly So Groovy since its release in spring back in May. Well, knowing that we do a cover show every year, I definitely made a point of saving not one, but two songs from that compilation album to share in the full 2 hours. The second Talking Heads cover will be coming up in the second hour. So, to complicate things even further, back in 1995, Annie Lennox, you know Annie Lennox of the Eurythmics, she released her sophomore solo album, Medusa. It was a full cover album. An interesting choice for somebody trying to start a solo career to do a full cover album. On that particular album, Annie Lennox also records Take Me to the River. So I thought, well, I've got Lord doing it. Annie Lennox is a great version. Why not pull something from that album, Medusa? We've also been embracing Clash covers here in the first hour, so I thought, why not one more? So that is Annie Lennox taking on the Clash's Train in Vain again. That's from her 1995 album, Medusa. And then starting the set off, it is Etta James, blues legend Etta James, taking on the Randy Newman song, You Can Leave Your Hat On. Like I said at the start of it, I feel like Etta James is the right voice to put all the sex and grit and dirt into that song, You Can Leave Your Hat On. That comes from Etta James' album, Etta Is Better Than Ever, released back in 1976. Lots more covers to get to in the second hour. We're going to wrap up this hour, though, with a song that almost comes off like a lullaby. Back in 1931, the song Dream, A Little Dream of Me was first recorded while Scarborough, Ontario acoustic two-piece Dalla picked that one up, and they just bring a gorgeous lullaby quality to it. It's not my intention to make you fall asleep, but just again to bring in that dreamscape. Here's Dalla right now with their cover of Dream, A Little Dream of Me, from actually a lullaby album called Sing Me to Sleep. Sing Me to Sleep. It is a collection of indie rock artists performing songs as lullabies. So right now here is Dalla here on Girly So Groovy. Thank you.
shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Tell me you'll miss me when I'm alone and blue as can be.